Did you know that 12 to 14% of the population suffer from Erlen syndrome? In today's podcast, I'm talking about what Erlen syndrome is, my personal experience with Erlen syndrome, and how it may possibly be one of those pieces of the puzzle that hasn't been considered before for your child's learning or even for yourself. Hi, my name is Alicia Griffiths. I'm the owner of Breakaway Tuition and you're listening to the Breakaway Tuition podcast. So like I said in the introduction, I'm going to be talking about Erlen syndrome today. Initially, I was going to talk about dyslexia and Erlen syndrome in the same podcast, but there is just so much information and detailed information that I want to give you on both of these different issues that you may come up against. And so I thought that I would do them as two separate podcasts. Now, this is like the third time I've tried to record this podcast. I just have so much information that I want to give you. And there's so many things that I want you to be thinking about. So I was going to type it. But when I read typed things out, it doesn't work very well for me. So I'm just going to give this one more time and we'll see how it goes. So what is Erlen syndrome? So the first thing that I want to make really clear is that it is not something that is going to fix reading issues. That's the first thing that I wanted to highlight. So there are lots of people around that don't believe that Erlen syndrome is something that is real. Just put it that way. They think that the color lenses are only a placebo effect and that it's a made-up disorder. It's really disheartening thinking about that people do think that Erlen syndrome is a made-up disorder, because as an individual that suffers from Erlen myself and being an Erlen screener and the difference that I have seen Erlen lenses make in so many individuals' lives, it is really sad to hear that people don't believe that it is something that is real. I am a really, really strong believer of knowing about all different things that can assist with education. And I really, really am really passionate about making sure that a family is told everything that can possibly help them. And just be aware that some things will work for them and won't work for others and vice versa. So I just wanted to put that in the outset. It is real. That's all I can say. It is a real disorder. It is a real syndrome. It exists. It makes a massive difference in my life. So the other thing that people think, and that's why I said it's not a reading problem, because it's not. It's got nothing to do with reading. Dyslexia is to do with reading. Erlen syndrome isn't to do with reading. If your child has picked up, or you, if you have picked up the fundamentals of how to read, but you can't read because there's lines on the page or the words are moving and those types of things, when you have the correct Erlen overlay or the correct Erlen lenses on, you can read. So it's not magic. If you've picked up the fundamentals and it is Erlen syndrome and it's not dyslexia, then you'll be able to read when you use an overlay or you use lenses. There are lots and lots of physical and cognitive things that Erlen syndrome assists with, and it's really important that you know what it is. So Erlen syndrome is caused by the brain's inability to process wavelengths of light. Now, yes, I'm reading this off a fact sheet, so I get it right for you, but basically it's a visual processing disorder. So the way that your brain processes the information that it receives is not being used at its optimum if you have Erlen syndrome. So the further information on this fact sheet says, visual information is gathered through the eyes as light, then it's transferred to the brain as electrical signals where the information is processed. So bright and fluorescent lights actually exaggerate the symptoms and really play havoc for individuals that have Irlen syndrome. So my biggest example of this, and this is a personal example, is that if it's a really bright sunny day and I go outside with my normal lenses on, not my Irlen lenses, I will feel exhausted. I will feel really, really tired, even if I'm not doing anything. If I'm just going for a walk and I don't have my Irlen lenses on, by the time I get home, I'm exhausted. That exhaustion is like, I need to have a sleep. That's how exhausted I am. And it's not because I'm unfit. With my Irlen lenses on, I can go outside and I won't feel tired. If you have seen me in the office, most of the time I have my Irlen lenses on. When I have my Irlen lenses on, I don't yawn. I don't even think at all or as much. But when I have my reading lenses on, I will sit there and yawn and yawn and yawn. And a student might think that I'm really bored and disinterested in the tutoring session and that I'm exhausted. And yes, I'm exhausted, but that is my reaction to not wearing my Irlen lenses. And I know that there are lots of individuals that have those same issues. The other thing with light for me is driving at night time. So when I was first learning to drive, I remember saying to my mum, like, these people, their lights are just too bright and it's like they all are on high beams, which they weren't. And mum would say that I shouldn't be looking directly into the car lights, which I wasn't doing, but the light was just so distracting for me when I was driving that I just could not concentrate on anything else if a car was coming towards me with the headlights on. So the first time that I drove at night with my Irlen lenses, I wasn't squinting. I wasn't trying to block the mirrors so that the light wasn't distracting me when I was driving. And I could drive without causing accidents, basically, because the lights were no longer frustrating me. And that in itself is a massive difference. And so that's what we talk about when we're talking about light and the physical symptoms that the body can have. So the other thing with Irlen, and I'll read a bit more as we go along, but the other thing about Irlen is that the whole body can be affected. So that whenever the eyes open, the brain is actually trying to process the visual information. Irlen brains actually have to work really hard to process that information, and it can actually cause a whole range of symptoms. So it can cause fatigue, headaches, migraines, eye strain, nausea, poor balance and coordination, poor depth perception, disturbed sleeping patterns, visual distortions, attention and concentration difficulties as well. And there is now being a lot of research being done in terms of ADHD and Irlen syndrome and the correlations between the two. In fact, one infographic was posted the other day saying that 50% of individuals with ADHD, their ADHD symptoms disappeared when they're using Irlen lenses. And I find that really, really interesting as well. Now, for me, my physical and cognitive symptoms, massively eye strain. Eye strain was a massive one for me. Fatigue, always being tired. Poor depth perception. If I'm not wearing my Irlen lenses, I will walk into the same door handle every time I walk past it. But with my Irlen lenses on, I don't walk into that door handle. And for me, attention and concentration difficulties as well. Not so much attention, but concentration. In school, I had to work really, really hard to get the results that I did. And the same as in uni. Because it was difficult for me to concentrate on something, and so I was working consistently harder than everybody else to understand information that I was being given, etc., etc. I don't have those issues with my Erlen lenses. So if I want to get stuff done in the day and I put my Erlen lenses on, I get so much completed by like 11 a.m. But if I don't have my Erlen lenses on, I will sit in front of my computer and procrastinate all day. So there's just some things for you to think about in terms of Erlen. Now, this is more information for you, and then I will tell you a bit more about my personal journey into Erlen as well. So basically in Erlen syndrome, the visual signals being sent out by the brain are out of sync, and it makes it difficult for the brain to process. And the key issue to addressing Erlen syndrome is correcting the deregulation of visual signals and putting them back in sync. Now, even though some people with Erlen may see distortions on a printed page or in their environment, it is not actually a visual problem. It's not caused by problems with the eyes or vision. It's actually about the brain. Now, the brain is just overactive and it's not working efficiently. When an individual wears their Erlen filters, though, it actually changes the speed at which the visual signals reach the brain and allow the signals to sync up properly, and the brain is no longer having to work as hard to process the visual information, and the brain function returns to normal. So the brain is then calm, overactivity is gone, and physical and cognitive symptoms also can disappear. Now, again, I strongly tell you that all of that information is true. As an individual who has experienced it, and for me, like distortions on a page or rivers down the page, I have read upside down in the past when I was little. My mum would ask why I was reading upside down. My husband, when I first met my husband, would ask me why I was reading upside down on the lounge. And all I was trying to do was filter out light so that I could actually see the page properly. But I was doing those things without knowing why I was doing those things. So I see quite a number of students whose parents come to see me because they've noticed that their child is reading under a table all the time, so they're trying to create shadows, or they're leaning over the top of their work, so they're trying to create shadows so that they can see that page properly. So that is something to consider. So it can manifest on a page. It can manifest in the environment as well around them, but it is the way that the brain is processing those that information. Now, another example for me on that like concentration and attention side is that when I don't have my Erlen lenses on, my brain is just going crazy. It's going from one idea to another idea and this idea and that idea, and I can't actually focus on any one of those ideas because my brain just does not let me do that. Whereas when I have my lenses on, I feel calmer. So that's one thing. I feel calmer on the inside. I don't feel as anxious. I don't feel as if my brain is just shouting at me all the time. And it actually allows me to think clearly and calmly about things that I want to focus on. So it's a little bit of information on Erlen syndrome. I'll give you a tiny bit more information. And then I'm going to tell you about my personal journey as well. And I think that it is really important that you understand as an adult that the difference that these lenses have made for me is absolutely incredible. So like I'd said before, Erlen, you know, is up to 12% of the population or more might have Erlen. It's also thought that it affects between 50 to 60% of all people who have a reading difficulty. You can have Erlen syndrome and dyslexia. You can have both of those, or you could have Erlen or you could have dyslexia. I think that there is a lot more information available about dyslexia, and people seem to know about dyslexia a lot more than they know about Erlen syndrome. So I have had people see my colour lenses, and because for some people with dyslexia, a coloured lens can help them understand the words on the page better. I've had people ask me if I have dyslexia, but I don't. I can read fine. I have no problems with my reading skills, and I never have. I have Irlen syndrome. So like I'd said, fatigue when you're reading quickly or fatigue outside is a big thing that you might find with Irlen syndrome. Some other things include slowing down after reading a few lines, losing place in your reading, skipping words. I see kids that read word by word. So instead of flowing through an entire sentence, they read one word at a time. Generally, they're students that have Irlen syndrome and not dyslexia. If there's print distortions, so if things are moving on the page, if letters and words are moving or changing places, I have had students tell me that the letters start in the right places and then all the letters in between the first and the last letter go up onto the page and switch around. And they're not making things up. It sounds unbelievable, but this is what happens for people when they're reading. I have had another individual tell me that when they're trying to read, the letters start sloping down and basically disappearing off the page, or the words start moving up at different angles. It's all possible. With Irlen lenses on though, it gets rid of most of those distortions. One big thing with Irlen is there's been lots of research on individuals with brain injuries and Irlen assisting that. I have heard stories of people who are legally blind being assisted with Irlen lenses. I have heard stories of people who struggle with migraines consistently. And there was a big study done in America on individuals with migraines, and the Irlen filters, those individuals no longer had migraines or suffered from migraines when they used their Irlen filters. So it can change a lot in an individual's life, and it can change a lot of different things. Now, like I said at the beginning, I generally see students, obviously with tutoring, that struggle with what we're doing, and that's how I pick up those symptoms. But I'm trying to get across that it encompasses a whole range of different things. So basically my journey with Irlen syndrome started when I was a year 7 year advisor when I was teaching in high schools, and I had two students come through my year group who both had Irlen lenses, and they had only recently been prescribed them. And then I received the diagnostician reports in my pigeonhole as well. And I remember reading them and thinking that it sounded really interesting and that I would write it down and do some research on that later. Now, the two individuals that had the lenses suddenly weren't struggling with what they originally struggled with in the classroom. That was the biggest difference and the biggest turnaround, including things like behavior. One of those students wasn't particularly well behaved, but when he had his Irlen lenses on, suddenly he was actually completing his work in class and he was sitting down and not roaming the classroom. So that made the biggest difference, obviously, to a teacher in that classroom. So when I started my own tutoring business, I had started coming across students that were significantly struggling with their reading and comprehension. Now, I had done some dyslexia pre-screening and it wasn't dyslexia. And so I sought out more information on Irlen, and I was sent some overlays from a diagnostician, and I was given information on how to use them effectively. So one session, I decided that I'd just play around with them and I'd see if one of the overlays made a difference to the student. And I found that there was an immediate difference in one student's reading and comprehension skills once we had the correct overlay. And I mean immediate. So I mean that I'm pretty sure it was a blue overlay. We put the blue overlay on and all of a sudden this student was reading fluently, and every question I asked them about the piece of information that they read for me, they could answer. Without that overlay, they couldn't answer it. So it was a massive change for this student. So then from that, I decided that I would try and become an Erlen certified screener myself. So at the screener training, we started looking at the original screening that would occur with an individual, and immediately I couldn't look at the things that were on the page properly, and I found it very difficult to look at. So that was the first indication to the diagnostician I was working with that there was an issue there for me. And so we did an Erlen lens assessment then, and the difference was incredible. So I have had to wear glasses since I was about 7, and I resisted wearing glasses until I was in the classroom, and I really found that I needed them. But my glasses, and I have had people and I've had optometrists say to me before that they don't understand how I can actually see with the script that I have in my glasses if I'm not wearing my glasses. And I have had to explain to optometrists time and time again that, well, I can see fine without my glasses on, which I can. I can't read particularly well without them on, but everything around me in my environment, I can see as clear as day. It's not like when I take my glasses off, the person's face next to me is fuzzy, because it's not. I can see it clearly. But my script says otherwise. So my script is incredibly strong. And that's why the optometrists have been completely puzzled about how this can occur. Now, when I put these colored lenses on, and I remember looking into the background and into the backyard of where we were doing the training, and everything for the first time in my life was so much clearer and so much more in focus than it had ever been. And it was the biggest difference, not even a slight difference, it was huge. And I'm not over exaggerating that. One of the questions that the diagnostician asked me was, there was a frog in the backyard, and she asked me if the frog was clearer. What had happened was when I'd put these lenses on, this frog that I thought was towards the back of the backyard had basically jumped forward, and it was basically right in front of the window that I was looking at. So that is the difference that these made for me. Now, I've always been a big reader. I've always worked really hard at school, but I have worked extremely hard to understand content and comprehend information all the time. And I had never even come across that it could possibly be Erlen. But when I started going through the questionnaire after I got my glasses, everything made a whole lot more sense. So things like walking into things. I walk into walls all the time. I have really bad hand-eye coordination. Like, I miss tennis balls like there's no tomorrow. Like I said earlier, I read upside down. I read with one eye open if I'm trying to get to the end of something. I really struggle to focus on one task at a time. I see bright lines and rivers down computers and printed text. But with my glasses on, the world is clearer. I'm more productive. I don't have issues driving at night time. I don't have issues in the sunlight. I'm not completely exhausted by the end of the school day or by the end of the day. So the lenses make an incredible difference. Now, obviously, as a screener, I have seen these lenses make a difference for a whole range of individuals, and even just the overlay. So I saw one young girl for a reading and mathematics assessment. This was a few years ago, and when she was reading word by word and she was squinting at the page and really struggling. And I asked her what was happening, and she said that the letters were going up onto the page and swapping places. So every time that she looked at it, the letters were in different places, so therefore she couldn't read the word properly. And when we put the overlay on, she read perfectly and she looked so excited. And it was the first time, she said, that the words on the page weren't moving. So you could imagine the difference that that has made to that person's life. I do have a number of students that I tutored that wear early lenses. I have had a student that really struggled to remember things that he was reading and really struggled therefore in class because he just couldn't remember anything, and now he wears his early lenses in class for in-class tasks and he is going a whole lot better than he was. He can remember how to use things, or for maths, how to use the formulas, and he can actually remember those things now and put them into practice. I have had another student that would read all the time and just could not remember as well, couldn't comprehend, just had no memory of what he'd just written. When I got him to read without the Erlen filter, he read fine. He was fine at reading, but when I asked him questions about the text, he honestly could not tell me. And with the overlay, he basically told me the text word for word when he had the right overlay on that page. I have a student that has improved significantly in all areas of her learning with her Erlen lenses. She has come ahead in leaps and bounds and is going so well because of the difference that those lenses have made for her. There are so many stories that I could tell you about Erlen and the difference that it's made in individuals. It's something that you need to see for yourself. I have posted some videos up on Facebook of the difference that these Erlen lenses make, and all I can say is that you do need to look at it yourself to completely comprehend the difference that it makes. So there are lots and lots of information that has been published, and I'll put that up on the Facebook page as well. There's lots of journals that are now doing further research for Erlen lenses on all sorts of different topics. So I really do encourage you that if you have a child or if you struggle yourself with a whole host of different things, that Erlen is something that you really do want to look into because it can make the biggest difference in your life. So hopefully I haven't rattled on too much today and that you got to the end of this. but I do hope that you have a little bit more of an understanding of Erlen and how Erlen can assist you. And if you have any questions, you can always send me an email at info@breakawaytuition.com.au. You can find more information about Erlen syndrome on our website, www.breakawaytuition.com.au, or you can join me on Facebook or Instagram to learn more information.